And welcome back to Coast with Dr. Luis Turi. Luis, now these four experiences, I think, all had something to do with your psychic abilities. Because
most of all, George, you mentioned earlier if I was regressed and hypnotized.
Right.
And I did. Following this experience, I start to kind of look into all that UFO things. And I connected with a person, and this person set me up in Victorville with two top hypnotherapists. And what they did with me, they put a few cameras around me, and they froze the first frame, and they froze the last frame like an hour and a half later. And the only thing that has changed is me being totally wet as I explain what happened to me when we disappeared, so to speak. What did happen as soon as we passed the Jamboree sign and high five and going to L.A., we were sucked into the belly of a flying saucer. And what I describe, it's scary. But I have the video in front of me, and sometimes I'm even scared myself to look at it again. I am in the car, and I'm saying to my wife, honey, just relax, it's okay. She's screaming. She is literally beating me. She's all afraid. And I say, it's okay, honey. I've been there. I've done that. It's just fine. Two people are going to come, and it's going to be fine. And there they are, those two guys, those three guys, big, big, tall person that I've seen in the French mountains. Those tall gray, those tall blonde, the Nordics, they came. They were dressed in a silver suit. They opened the car, the door of my car, and they led me to a door. They stay outside. I enter a little room, which happens to be like a decontamination thing. I am looking through a little window, and I saw the earth the size of a football, to tell you how far it was. And it gets really, really hot. And this is where you see me in the video, literally dripping water. You see me, all that coming out of myself, all the water. And then after a certain time, I know it's time for me to go to another area, but I have to go through the main room. And then I can see and I describe all the grays. I describe those that are flying the saucer, those that are doing the dirty job, cutting the cows, the dignified robots or the grays, and they are supervised by other tall blondes inside of the flying saucer. I am now going to a screen, and I am watching my wife being cut off. They are actually taking the fetus out of my wife. My Brigitte was pregnant. And they took the fetus, and after the experience, she has a cut of 2 inches above the airline. It is cut like with a laser. And trust me, this scar was not there before. You could be sure of that. Not the area well. But,
oh my. Well, had you known that she was pregnant at that time?
Of course. Okay. Of course. But It was weird. I saw her, and I felt like guilty because I felt like I agreed with that. I can't explain it to you. Then they're doing all that work on her. That's probably why psychically she felt they were going to take our child, and then that led to a divorce afterwards, because you cannot say the word UFO or flying saucer next to Brigitte. You can't. Absolutely not. She freaks out immediately. So... And that led to our divorce after 13 years of marriage.
And sadly enough, every time she saw you, she remembered this episode.
You got it. She psychically, she connected with that. She built up a psyche, and I couldn't get rid of the phobia because at that time I was not an hypnotherapist. So basically, I knew it was time for me to go to another room, and that's where it did happen. I went into a small room, and I sat on a chair. I was like a crystal clear, and I was sitting on that chair, and then something like a helmet type of thing came from the center of the roof above my head and comes down all the way to my nose. And I was not attached, and I was not tied to anything. I was free to move, but I didn't feel like a move. And all of a sudden, I felt a mixture of electricity and concrete and steel and energy going through me, where I was actually downloaded information on what is the purpose of Jupiter, and how the human psyche is responding to the structure of the universe. how our brain being a computer responding to the outside stimuli produced by the stars. I gather that cosmic consciousness in a fraction of a second. It's like, for example, let's talk about radio and television, because you are on the radio.
Right.
Radio and television is controlled by a planet called Mercury. Mercury is called in Greek mythology the messengers of the gods. The planets that control Mercury controls the sign of Gemini. Incidentally, our Bell was born in June.
Sure was. So was I.
Then again, you see, there is no accident. So all of those born into the sign of Gemini are what you call messengers of the gods. In Greek mythology, Mercury is the god who has wings on his heels and brings the mail to other gods, so to speak. But he does the same with Jupiter. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. And it was said by the extraterrestrial when they build up this solar system with such a big mass so that Jupiter, being called in Greek mythology the great protector, could act because of his gravitational force as a vacuum to attract all the debris before they come on Earth kill life as we know it.
Yes.
So, including the moon. The moon is bombarded with craters.
How did the Greeks, in those days, thousands of years ago, how did they know this?
Well, the Sumerian and the Atlantean, 35,000 years ago, carved the clay tablet. You know Zachariah, do you?
Sure, absolutely. Sitchin.
Yeah, Zachariah Sitchin is also a good friend of mine. And his line of work is exactly like mine, but Zachariah works on a logical level when I work from the archetypal problem of consciousness. So it's like, to answer your question, there is so much knowledge that has been cast aside in the name of science or religious poisoning, because again, knowledge is power, and power is your option to establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. So there is organization out there that are not exactly interested in bringing you knowledge and awareness so they can manipulate you. So all this knowledge, in the name of ignorance, religious poisoning, has been cast aside, and I was lucky enough to go through that experience so I can bring it back to mankind. Because, what cannot be seen, accepted, or conceived just now doesn't mean doesn't exist. You heard that the word lunatic, moody, and crabby. You know that when time of a full moon, people are going out of order.
They act strange during a full moon, Luis.
Exactly. And then that moon is responsible for the emotional response to mankind. And when you were born, you inherited a celestial identity, an astrological chart, so to speak. And each one of these planets affecting your housing system is a little bit more than a dead rock hanging out there for the sake of beauty. You know, you got 12 signs of the zodiac, but you also have 12 apostles, 12 sins, 12 jury, 12 tribe of Israel, 12 notes of music. When you're looking at an astrological chart, you're looking at your watch, because this is how time will structure. Again, you know, even Christian, they'll tell you, don't touch, don't look at the stars, it's against God, whatever, and their doctrines. But how? What about those three kings following the stars? Do you think they were kings? Well, wise men, maybe. They were astrologers, because you cannot follow a star unless it's plotted in a map. What about following the star with those ships promoting the good word of the Lord? So, you know, Jordan taught me a few things about astrology. I had no idea that the Pope was taught astrology by the Vatican Council.
Sure.
I had no idea that in the Federal Reserve, in the roof, you had an astrological chart. I had no idea that in the lobby of the Vatican, you have an astrological chart. And when you realize that those in power don't have any cosmic consciousness and they keep those information in the 7 miles of secret library and of the Vatican, it's a disaster against mankind to keep it stupid. And ignorance is evil.
Well, that's their plan, Luis. As long as they can keep mankind and keep their thumb on mankind, they have the upper hand. That's their plan.
It's like Mars, you know. Mars in Greek mythology is called the Lord of War. It's the red planet of blood. This is why the Romans venerate Mars. Mars controls the sign of Aries. Now, Aries produces warrior. Hitler was born in April. Saddam Hussein was born in April. Jessica Lynch was born in April. Yamamoto, the Japanese war criminal, was born in April. So anytime you have April, you have Aries, you have war. Incidentally, Germany is an Aries country. This is why they speak with an army-like sound. Like France. France is a Leo country. Leo rules love. That's why we say French are romantic. It affects our language. The Middle East is a Pisces country, which is ruled by Neptune, the lord of poison and deception. It's a water sign, making the Arabic language sounding like if these people speak under the water, so to speak. Now, the United States, the born under the sign of Cancer, which is ruled by the moon, which is the sign of food. This is why in this country, millions of people will spend billions of dollars to lose fat. You know, there is so much food in this country. And anything under the stars is under the jurisdiction of the stars. And another thing I want to add, I'm sorry, George.
That's okay. That's
I would ask you and any one of your listeners, if you have a clear sky tonight, to go outside and to look at the moon. You will see Mars very, very close to the moon. And Mars will be conjuncting the Earth on August 27. Okay? Now, the impact on August 27 will be felt before and after August 27. So this is where I put my signature, my prediction. This is where I will ask your entire audience, including yourself, and I will remind you, George, to get a pen and a piece of paper and write some dates down, because I'm going to give you some dates, some predictions.
We'll be ready.
All right. Now, the first one will be very, very soon. We are talking about this weekend.
This weekend?
This
okay.
weekend,
right.
Yes. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm telling you, there will be some very negative energy that will translate, and I don't want to be too negative, into some dramatic happening that will produce some death, but a little bit more than usual. And remember, I don't predict anything.
And could this be natural or man-made?
That's correct. I'd say more natural.
A natural disaster.
Right. But remember, I don't predict anything. You and I know that life is a constant process of changes, and everything and history repeat itself. In my downloading, I was able to depict those energy that will translate in our experience into dramatic experience. So next weekend, this weekend,
one coming up, just a few more days from now.
That's correct. Well, today we are the 16th, so let's say the 7th. Well, as of tomorrow, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th. I'm giving you 3 days. You're going to hear some serious bad news.
And this would be planetary wide.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, the police will also make the news always. I see the police making some serious news and some secret coming to light. So all will be in detail in my books, of course.
So you're saying this weekend, major dramatic effect, some lives, but the police will make the announcement?
Absolutely. You watch on that. This is nasty. Now, I want you to write down also August the 19th and the 20th. Now, this is where we're going to have some battles quick. Okay, I mean serious battles quick and serious explosion. The 19th and the 20th of August.
Now, do you know where?
If I had the USGS working with me and could follow the action of the fault, I could tell you where, because they will always tell you more or less where, but they don't know when. And me, I can tell you when, but I don't know where. This is why we need to work together, but they will drop dead than to work with me. They'd rather do that. The other date I'm going to give you is August the 29th and August the 30th. Thousands of people will be forced to relocate on those 2 days.
August the 29th and 30th.
Yeah. Thousands of people will be forced to relocate. That will be definitely due to...
Well, maybe a hurricane, right? In an evacuation?
Well, again, I come to you from the archetypal problem of consciousness, and you come on the logical level. I do not know how this energy will translate. The past has always proved me right in the timing. Like the tsunami, I was supposed to go to Thailand. I do tours over there, and I went to visit my friend in LA. He says, Louis, I have a week off for Christmas. And I said, guess what? You go, I don't. And he says, why? I says, because I don't. I have to preach and practice what I teach out there. And I on the very, very beach in Phuket, this is where I was supposed to go. I should be dead. And I am not, because I have knowledge that saved me. My friend came here crying, and he hugged me, and he says, Louis, I can't believe you saved our life. And all my friends over there, all of them, Thai and French, they're all dead. Just because I have a little bit more of awareness.
Yep, yep.
And I wrote all this in my books. You can read it in great detail, as much as the 9/11 and everything else. I do all that before CNN, before anybody else.
All right, so August 29th, 30th, thousands of people evacuated.
Correct.
Okay.
And the next 2 or 3 days, as I said, be ready for an energy of death that could translate into a bad earthquake again or a volcano. But it's nasty, and the police will be making the news.
That's interesting. Now, let me ask you this. When you say the police will make the news, as you know, in Aruba, they've been looking for an American young lady who they believe may be dead.
Well, that's a secret will come to light on those days. The secret of anything hidden has to come to light. So that's you're an intuitive man. You probably already have crystallized the prediction.
Maybe, maybe. Okay, so those three events we should be watching for through the end of August.
That's correct.
Let's talk about some of the predictions in the past, those that have been documented about the tsunami, as you just mentioned, the Iraq War, SARS. Tell me about, and we're going to come up to a break soon, Luis, but tell me a little bit about 9/11. What did you feel? What did you see?
Well, 9/11 came from a planet called Pluto. Pluto is the planet of death, the planet of drama, the lord of Hades in Greek mythology. And this planet is in the sign of Sagittarius, that rules anything and everything that were with foreigners, teaching, publishing, and indeed religion. So there is a full restructure of religion, the past and the future battling each other. The war is also taking place in the heavens and translate in this dense physical world with the United States, which is the tip of technology, dealing with religious lunatics. And incidentally, in 1991, I was on the Art Show, and I told Art, this country is going towards a religious war. And he says, what? A religious war in the United States? I say, yes, Art. And if you have access to his archive, you can hear me saying that.
Okay, yes, we do. We do indeed.
Well, if you can retrace it, you could see it's exactly what I told him.
What is it, Luis, that gets to you, that allows you to do this? What kind of power in the universe have you tapped into?
Well, again, remember, I was a recording artist, George. I had nothing to do with this. I'm also a welding engineer. I worked in Pearl Harbor. I worked in San Diego Bays. I had nothing to do with the life I'm leading now. I'm not the same person, I'm telling you. Since those encounters, something took place, and I explained to you the best way I could the downloading that forced me to literally paint my entire house. And I couldn't take my head off the books of Nostradamus. I could not stop studying anything that dwells with the universal mind.
And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, Dr. Luis Turi, our guest. Luis, the influence of the power of your predictions. Do you think you're getting messages from these beings, or do you think it's just you?
It's very hard at that point to tell you how I do it. You know, it's like I know I play piano because I was trained to play piano, and now it's part of my subconscious reflex, pretty much like you doing your radio show or driving your car. It's very hard to point out how I do things, but I believe, even though I'm reluctant to go into psychic stuff, my mom says to me, you're a little bit more psychic than what you like to believe. But I said, Mom, you know what? Something I don't understand, I won't preach. If I don't know, if it's not logical, if that doesn't make sense, if there is nothing behind it, I'm not gonna talk about it. So to answer you, it's a mixture of both. It's like you know, now I can channel on you. I can tell you that when you get upset, it gets to your intestines. You get problems down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the only one who knows that. You know what I'm saying? I know you're a perfectionist, and the more you into detail, the more you want to think in control, the more it goes down to you, to your guts. And that's something that I tell you. I also know that your entire life's going to change in April or March next year. You're going to go into TV.
I am?
Well, you watch it.
Well, I'm not leaving this job, I'll tell
no,
you.
There is television ahead of you. If not, I wouldn't say it. And remember, I'm ahead of time. When comes the time and you connect with my prediction, you're going to say, well, maybe there is something with him. At that point, you can only rationalize, because you come into me again on a logical level when I'm ahead. When I say ahead, I'm on a spiritual plane. Do you want to make sense again?
Interesting. Well, we will have to find out, won't we?
That's what it is.
And even this weekend, we'll have to find out.
Well, that's that, and I put my name on my prediction because I know it will happen. I did the same on the BBC a month and a half ago, and they couldn't cope with the cold.
Luis, what is your accuracy rate? How high?
Well, I will let you be the judge of that, George, because I don't want to sound like an ego centric or anything else, you know? I'll let you be the judge of that.
All right, that's fair enough. Nostradamus, tell me about your connection with that person.
I have absolutely nothing to do with the prophet. I'm not Nostradamus. I was just born under the same star pattern and spent a good chunk of my life rekindling his healing powers and his methodology with divine astrology. Nostradamus didn't have a watch or a computer in the 16th century, so I had to develop a software that allows me to do the stars with intuition, with symbolism and art. It's what I teach at the American Federation of Astrologers. I teach this also to the police. I teach it to doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists. So Nostradamus is a great prophet. I got nothing to do with him, if I make sense to you.
Well, yes. His predictions were remarkable.
Well, Nostradamus had to keep his head on his shoulder, and the reason why he was not killed by the French Inquisition is because he had direct connection with Catherine de Médicis, the French queen. Nostradamus was caught saying to some people working in carving the Virgin Mary statue that he was carving evil. He knew that ignorance is evil, and when you classify God in church and synagogue and building, you produce differences that ultimately leads to a religious war. So he was ahead of time, and he was reported, of course, saying such a things. And the reason why he managed to stay alive is because his connections.
Some well-known people. You've been able to look at some of their charts.
Yeah,
come up with their fates.
I sent certified mail to President Clinton telling him that he was going to bust his knees, which he did. I sent certified mail to Daryl Gates and to him everything that would transpire with the Rodney King dilemma. The same thing with Chief of Police Burr Green in San Diego, giving him the date of August 16th. That would be the day we catch one of his police officers that was killing people out there. It's endless, George. I cannot even count them. You could go to my predictions that I wrote a year and a half ago, and I said that judge would be assassinated. And I'm sure you heard of the judge that was assassinated.
You're talking about the one in Iraq?
No, I'm talking about, I said in my prediction that the legal system will be completely and entirely restructured, and judge who owns a high position of power will be assassinated. And we had a judge that was shot in a court. So my prediction.
Well, I remember that, sure.
Yeah, that prediction came true. The same thing 2 years ago, I wrote about the entire restructure of the FBI and the CIA. I also wrote a year and a half ago that the automobile industry would be going through a full restructure. And just a few days ago, the CEO of
General Motors, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just went under. I mean, everything that is in my prediction is just a little bit like CNN before CNN, but it takes observation. It takes somebody to go there and to investigate me and my work. If not, you know, I would just appear like another Miss Claire out there.
Well, you know, I think you're right about the automobile industry. I think they're going to go through all kinds of mergers again, probably with Japanese companies.
Well, you should be a psychic to see. This is what my prediction says. This is amazing. Well, you were born with the head. What year were you born, if I may?
1950, same as you.
Oh, I see. So then you have the head in Aries. So
June, June 4th.
so you were born to be a leader of the mind. You have your head of the dragon in your 11th house. So you better be careful of what you wish for. Your thought process are like a laser beam. They go in time and space and reach your future. The tail of the dragon is on the marriage area, though.
Interesting.
That could mean one
You
or two or three. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
never know, Luis,
No,
with
I don't want
me.
to know. You know.
I don't want to know.
But you're born a natural. You're not. You're an artist, so your tail of the dragon is controlled by Venus.
I'll tell you one thing, though. It takes a special partner to understand somebody who works in radio all the time.
Well, you happen to be born. I just put your chart on my computer here. You were born with Pluto, the planet of investigation and metaphysics, incorporated endeavors in your third house, and that gives you a very sharp intellect, which means you could also be sarcastic when you get upset.
How do we look as a world? We've talked about some of these upcoming events, but how are these countries all faring?
Well, we could talk about Japan. Japan is an Aquarius country. Aquarius was electronics, the future, UFOs. It was anything that is high tech and the geniuses. And a few years ago, anything coming from Japan was no good, put it this way. Aquarius was also the sudden release of energy that produced earthquakes and tsunami and volcano. And as you know, the Japanese islands in Japan, or the Ring of Fire, have more volcano and earthquake per square mile than anywhere in the world. So the entire region is under the power of Uranus, which rules, as I said, the sudden release of energy. So this country is surprise in nature and led the Japanese to the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. Now, this country is ruled by Uranus. Uranus rules also uranium, or sudden release of energy, or nuclear device. And both Nagasaki and Hiroshima have experienced the worst of the development of release of energy from this planet. Now, the problem is that Japan is on the dragon's tail of the United States, and Nostradamus used the dragon a lot in his work and prediction. And that means that this country is naturally set by the scheme of things to be vulnerable to any and all nuclear attack. And incidentally, Japan did what they did in time and space when they did not have, or could not have, any nuclear device. But had they had the options, chances are they would have used it without hesitating.
Let me throw out some countries to you, and you tell me if you feel or see anything.
Yeah.
Iran.
Iran and North Korea are also part of my predictions. Where they could produce some serious nasty surprise to this country. Knowing that also, Russia, for example, Russia is under the jurisdictions of a planet called Pluto, which is the planet of death and drama. This is why Russia died from the USSR and Russia, so to speak. This country died and is being born again. And there is a lot of technology from that country, sad enough, that goes to third world countries, I mean, to the Middle East, Iran, Pakistan, and North Korea. So there is all sort of things that are taking place, and it was part of my prediction that some of those under-the-table transactions would come to light, and they did last year, I believe. So again, your intuition is confirmed with my own intuition that this part of the world could be bringing some stress. But the tail of the dragon will not affect the world negatively within another 4 years or so. So between now and then, I can only hope and pray that common sense, intelligence, and diplomacy, we get things together. Because the age of Aquarius leads any and all form of technology and could very well be the last age mankind would have to suffer. However, I do believe in the power of the thoughts and in the superconscious in time and space. I do believe in intelligence and education, and I can only hope that nothing drastic take place.
What about the year 2012, the Mayan calendar end? What about that, Luis?
Again, I just turned down one of my crews. I was supposed to go there, and I turned down because I did not either follow or support the translation of the year 2012 by the organizer of this cruise. And I have to stand, I have to be honest to my belief system. I know we are not doomed. I know we can change things. And the year 2012 will bring a complete and entire new consciousness to the world. And including, of course, the reality of extraterrestrial. In my case, there is absolutely no doubt because I've seen them, been there, dealt with them. So it's a very different situation. But for the masses, they will come to the acceptance and the reality of extraterrestrial manifestation. So the year 2012 actually is an upgrading of mankind consciousness. It's a rebirthing of a vibration which we are aiming so fast. The year 2012 is like turning a page for mankind, and I believe it's going to go the right way. I believe it's going to be progressive, and I do not believe in anything dramatic, apocalyptic time, this world exploding or all this. You know what I'm saying.
All right. Now, let's talk. Do you look at things in the solar system, too, like Mars? Do you believe Mars was once inhabited with beings?
Absolutely. This solar system had its life and is still inhabited. But again, you are coming on a logical level. Every single star that you see above your head, Joe, supports life. Every single star that you have above you has a Earth. The point of the matter is that you are set within a vibrational system, a parallel world that does not allow you to either conceive, understand, or perceive life as you see it on this dense physical world.
What
makes sense?
What happened to them, Luis, though?
Well, they are like us. They are living, they are thinking, they are beings and a very different shapes and form and vibration, and they are living their life and they are questioning. It's like your radio station. Let me do it this way. Maybe your audience would understand it better. On your radio, you have that knob, and you can go for eternity left, or you can go for eternity right. Do I make sense? And each time you turn that knob, you are getting to a different vibration, to a different reception, a different emission. And you are turned to this solar system. You cannot and should not go and live on Mars. It's like asking a fish, which is designed by God to live in the ocean, to come here and dwell on this world with a scaphander and be able to bring water in this. Do I make sense?
Well, yeah, but are you saying, though, that there's still beings on Mars now?
There is being in every single planet. But again, you cannot perceive them. You are not set by your vibration system to understand, perceive, or conceive it. It's just the way it is. And that this is one of the reasons it's very difficult for extraterrestrial to manifest in our solar system. They can only manifest and materialize in our solar system using the planet Uranus. This is why in my books I said Uranus is in charge. It's time for you to go in the desert and use that camera. I said, and I wrote that a year and a half ago, and exactly on that energy, a beautiful movie was made in the sky of Phoenix with a bunch of UFO evolving around other UFO.
Right.
I don't know if you have seen the movie.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Kitais, Lynn Kitais.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, he did that within that Uranian energy. Extraterrestrial can only manifest in our solar system for using this energy. And unless we raise our vibration to the understanding, to the reality of their being, we are not opening the access to them to materialize to us.
Do you believe in end times, Luis?
No. There is no beginning. There is no end. It's always now. What makes time is the decay principle, is us aging, is our molecules dying. There is no end. It cannot be no end. You are not. You're a child of the universe. You came from the stars. That's where you are at. And part of your soul's purpose is to go back to your birthplace, at least on an intellectual level, and understand the complexity, or try to understand that there is an incredible power that you can't conceive above yourself. And slowly but surely, the world is gathering, is raising its vibration to that awareness, and in the process, the energy that are needed for those beings to materialize in our solar system, in our vibration, will be able to match up. In other words, the world is slowly getting ready for me. 10, 15 years ago, when I was talking about the stars, people thought, oh, he's going to go to hell, because that's how they were poisoned religiously. Nowadays, people are a little bit more willing to listen to me, thanks to people like you and Art Bell that are messengers of the God. Your purpose as a Gemini, like Art Bell, is already set by the universal mind to pass on a message to the masses. So you are a promoter, when you look at it, of information that accelerate the process of bringing vibration to a higher level so that we can perceive and live the incredible.
Well, it's dramatic. I'll tell you what, let's open up the phone lines when we come back. I can't believe these 2 hours have already gone by so quickly. Well, we've got one more with Dr. Luis Turi. His website, he's got a couple of them. They're linked up right now at coasttocoastam.com. His book, which is available for you, it's an e-book, it's free, is called Moon Power Star Guide 2005. Go take a look at that and some of the other things he's done on his website. I'm George Norrie. Back in a moment. Let's open up the phone lines now and give you an opportunity to chat with Dr. Luis Turi, maybe about some of the predictions.